There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There you go. Swing it, Cindy. Cindy Lauper, right? Listen to those words. Girls just want to have drugs. Oh, yes. Girls, they want to have drugs. Thank you, Cindy Lauper. That's right. She's coming out and doing a thing with Novartis now. I guess in the 80s, you were making the big bucks. Now in the 2010s, career might not be going so well. I don't know. Just asking. Why else would you hook up Cindy Lauper with Swiss giant drug maker Novartis to promote pharmaceutical drugs for a disease that is not evidence of a drug deficiency of any kind, including Cosentyx, the new psoriasis drug from the Swiss pharma giant? Did Cindy Lauper have psoriasis? I have no idea. And I got nothing against Cindy Lauper. Cute voice and all, New Yorker, right? She can do the New York accent like nobody's business. But to sign on to this whole new program, by the way, yeah, welcome to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got lots more healing to go. Liam Sheff's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk water and what's happening to the water that's being used to make all the food in America out of the Central Valley in California, right? This is, I mean, as much as the drought was bad, you're never going to believe where they're getting the water from now to water the crops. Stand by for that. Phone number, if you'd like to be part of the show, 877-317-6432. I know it's an unusual number. When Super Don's on the road, we don't have a regular number available. So 877-317-6432. Do you like Cindy Lauper? I like her a little less now. You know, I say nothing personal, but come on. You sign up with Big Pharma. You sell your soul for a drug. Cosentyx, the next generation of these psoriasis drugs, they're trying to beat them to market. And so they hired her to sing their way, and this is their operating campaign, if you will. I'm so ready. PSO. Psoriasis, get it? I'm so ready. Highlighting the physical, emotional, and social challenges of the skin disease and celebrate everyday successes for patients, the foundation said in a statement. Right? The National Psoriasis Foundation. Is it a grassroots organization? If it ever was, it's not anymore. It's taken money from Big Pharma, and particularly Novartis in this case. Because they're not going to be celebrating. I'm just going to say this. I know I'm going to bust your bubble. I know you're going to think, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to celebrate all the successes. There will be no successes allowed to be discussed related to things that I can do to help someone overcome psoriasis, or maybe that you've already uncovered to do that. That's why this is what Cheryl Akison refers to as astroturfing. A group like the National Psoriasis Foundation, the National Diabetes Association, the American Cancer Society, these are astroturfing groups. They're not grassroots. They're not about the cure. They're only about, hey, who's funding us this month, this year? Oh, there's a new drug. Oh, yeah, well, make sure we set up this website. It looks like it's from people across the land getting together, grassroots, really concerned about psoriasis. And we'll highlight and spotlight all of these everyday successes for patients that happen to be using Cosentyx from Novartis. Right? This is how the game is played. I guess they got a good spokesperson or spokesmodel or spokesinger. Girls just want to have fun. I mean, you think about that and you think happy thoughts, right? Oh, I just want to have fun. I don't want to have psoriasis. Let me take the drug. I'm not going to fall for it. I know if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're not going to fall for it. But how many of your family members, relatives, friends may buy into that? And I'm not saying they're bad people, because they do. Like I said, we've talked about being duped. We've talked about advertising and marketing and mass hypnosis. It's black magic with a degree. Madmen of this new age. Girls just want to have fun. Girls just want to have drugs. I'm so ready. What are you so ready for? You got psoriasis? Let me tell you my experience with psoriasis. As a homeopath working with this, I know that psoriasis was one of the more stubborn of disease manifestations, because it had at its root a miasmic inheritance of predispositions, inherited disorders, if you will, manifesting. However, they only manifested, and this goes to the heart of epigenetics. You know, Hahnemann talked about that with miasms, although they didn't have the term epigenetics, was that we saw these manifestations in people who were living a wrong lifestyle. Same basic concept. If you're a longtime listener, you know what I'm talking about. Eating the garbage food, refined food, processed food, lots of carbs, not a lot of colors of the rainbow. And when I say colors of the rainbow, I'm not talking about Skittles. Okay, kids? No Skittles! Oh, no, I'll never listen to you again! no Skittles. Talk about eat the rainbow. It means eat, you know, the stuff that you're growing, hopefully in your own garden. If not, you know, you go into a health food store, a little organic farmer's market, something, you find the farmers that are growing the way you would like to grow, learn from them, plant a few seeds. In the meantime, get that kind of stuff. Lots of color, not synthesized, not artificial. And when we put people on those foods again, when we heal their gut, when we detoxify their liver, we gave them some homeopathic remedies, certainly, that address the miasm, the serina miasm things, for instance. We would reverse it over time. Wasn't easy, because people were reluctant to eat right, eat well, right? Clean up to go organic. Now, years later, you know, I'd moved to Florida, and we were, you know, living in like a duplex. It wasn't really a nice place, but it was after Hurricane Wilma. Everything was decimated. I say a lot of places. There was not a lot of places to rent, so we got a duplex. Next door to us was a nice enough lady, but she was an alcoholic, chain shit cigarette smoker. I mean, nice, but you know, when they get drunk, how it gets crazy. Anyway, she had horrible psoriasis on her arms. Horrible psoriasis. And, of course, I had hooked up, was learning all about silver. Not hooked up with her, don't get me wrong. I hooked up with the silver to learn about silver. I was like, I know you. Get your mind out of there. And she's like, what do I do? What do I do? You know, I said, here's some silver. Take it, put it on you, whatever. She sprayed on the silver. This was one day. One day, I gave it to her in the evening. Next evening, I got home, and she immediately came over, pulled up her sleeves, looked at her arms, and it was at least 70% better. Primarily from topical use of silver, interestingly enough. Now, I said to her, I said, listen, this is not the cure for psoriasis to spray silver on your arms and see 70% or more go away in 24 hours. That's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against that. But this stuff's bubbling up from inside you. You drink, you're deficient in a lot of minerals, vitamins too. You smoke, you're certainly deficient in selenium because of all the cadmium coming in from the cigarette smoke. And your diet is for garbage. I probably was nicer than that. But I just wanted to give her perspective, because some people say, well, now I found my magic bullet, the silver bullet, that concept. But these things are real. When you go to a natural means of reduction of inflammation, reduction of tissue inflammation, upregulation of healing of that tissue, that's part of the recovery battle. And none of these drugs can do that. Even Novartis drug, I don't even know what it's doing. But you can be sure, because it's synthetic, it's going to what? It's going to intoxicate the liver. And yet, they found a new use for this drug. I think they were using it on psoriatic arthritis before, which is related, and ankylosing spondylitis, which is a wicked thing. So they're going after some hard things, but of course, they'll be able to charge big money, ridiculous money, but everybody's jumping in. AstraZeneca, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, they're all having contenders coming through the pipeline, and you know, they're all looking for that next blockbuster. Could we attract enough people that either have this condition, psoriasis, or we can convince them that they have it, right? Because that's part of it. Ask your doctor if this is right for you, right? Oh, doc, do I have this? This little thing could be psoriasis. Okay, I heard about this new drug. It's only $1,000 a pill, doc, but Obamacare will cover it. Can I have it? And yet I work with folks over the years, and I say, let's heal the gut, let's detox the liver. You get on Life Change Tea, simple. You know, if you're not ready to go in an intense way, do something simple. The tea that contains botanicals that can help your liver and kidneys to do their job to detox. That's great. Take extra selenium. Do the fulvic acid from Dr. Newsom. Doc Newsom. Awesome stuff. I mean, we've got so many tools. None of them patented. None of them a drug approved by the FDA. And none of them will kill you. Can't wait to read the side effects once this officially comes out. Remember, the moment they advertise, in order to advertise, they also have to list all the side effects. What are they going to be? Death? Will your skin melt off of your eyeballs? I don't know. I won't be surprised if those are the things that are happening. But if you want to, contact our friends at King Bio. They've got homeopathic remedies that address all kinds of skin conditions. I can go through single remedies with you if you'd like. But the silver topically is amazing. The silver aloe protocol I talk about and unlock the power to heal. Anytime you heal the gut, the skin is a manifestation of the gut. That's epithelial tissue as well, just like outside of us. And you heal the gut, you find that the skin goes back to being healthy, normal skin. Even if you have that miasm, even if you have that proclivity, predisposition, if you will, for skin conditions. You heal the gut, you heal the liver, watch the miracle occur. No patent required, no FDA approval required, and that kills them. The side effect of you getting well without their drugs, they die. I don't mean a physical death necessarily. But Big Pharma, I wouldn't cry too badly, probably you wouldn't either, if they had a little less money, a little less influence, a little less ability to buy politicians who would sell you out to mandate you become experimental injections, you know, vaccines. By the way, there was one more silly complaint from a trip. I have to read this before we go to break. This is my favorite. A woman threatened to call police after claiming that she'd been locked in by the staff in her hotel. In fact, she had interpreted the do not disturb sign on the back of the door as a warning to remain in the room. Yes, yes, stupid people can go on vacation. I know, that's offensive. Yeah, well, it said do not disturb. I thought the maid put it there so I wouldn't go out into the hallway. Hello? You get out much? I know, I'm mean, right? Robert, stop being so mean. Okay, I'll be nice. I'll try to answer a question of the day, a complicated one about cancer, after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com, say thanks to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with that question. And the answer, too.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I'll try to get to the questions as often as we can here. All I ask is you be patient. There's no bill involved when you ask these questions. All I do is ask you to support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty by supporting those who support it. And that's as easy as going to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, clicking on some of the banners there or clicking on some of the links or things I write about that you hear about, hear me talking about, and the things I utilize because they help me. And I wouldn't put them on if I didn't think they'd help you too. So thank you all for being here. Which, of course, leads now to that QOTD.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Wow, and a few questions she has here. Someone named Bree has written in. Says, Dr. Bell, I've just been watching The Truth About Cancer, and I'm so intrigued by your segments. I am 35 and was diagnosed with colon cancer that metastasis to my liver, right hip bone, and two small spots on my lung. I have had one surgery on the colon and partial liver resection. I have now had 9 rounds of chemo and have been told this is for the rest of my life. What do you mean? They're going to put you on chemo for the rest of your life? That's chemo until you're dead. I'm sorry to be upfront and frank, but I think you probably sense that if you watch The Truth About Cancer now. This is the horrible, scary truth that needs to be told. You know, if there's a rightful place for fear, it's to be fearful of oncologists that would be willing to do this to you because they won't do it to their own wives and moms and daughters. 9 rounds of chemo and told on the rest of her life. I am what I believe to be a strong and healthy person. Woman, I was very active and ate, for the most part, healthy. I've realized that my cancer could be the result of stress. Yeah, that's a real part of it. You know, the spiritual stress, the economic stress, the family stress, any number of stresses can also act like toxins in the body over time. I've radically changed my diet to reduce sugars to some fruits and have been eating grains, legumes, and vegetables. I would, by the way, if you're eating grains and they're not organic, those can be devastating because they're soaked in glyphosate and Roundup. I would so love for your guidance on how to heal. It is so hard to determine who to listen to. I'm taking supplements, including curcumin, oil of oregano, probiotic, omega-3, digestive enzymes, vitamin D, and I'm looking to take mistletoe injections. That's like what Suzanne Summers did, the Iscador. I want to get off chemo, but I'm still scared. I would be so grateful to speak with you. I'm a mother of two boys, 5 and 1. Most of my symptoms were masked by having been pregnant and then having just had a baby. I'm looking for guidance. Thank you so much for your time, Bree. Bree, God bless you. Sending you all the vitamin L I can. This is rough. This is, you know, this is the point where you wake up and realize you're in the middle of a chemo nightmare. Because these are the fear doctors. You know, they say, oh, you natural people, you're trying to frighten people to do natural things. Like, no, what's frightening is poisoning people to death. That's what's frightening to me, and that's a legitimate fear. And Bree is reaching out. And I know the confusion I hear here is because the messages, once not only from the oncologist, but once you get a little open to natural things, you can go on the web, you can hear doc, you can be overwhelmed by the number of ways out of this mess. Now, not all of them are going to be appropriate for you, Bree. And the question of diet, you know, how good is your diet? How good has it to be? It must be perfect, in a sense. And I say this in terms of probably not the true definition of perfect, just in a definition of saying as clean as humanly possible on a very polluted planet. Anything you put into the body has to be pure in the sense of not carrying extra toxins, carcinogens. We talked about, Pepsi, they switched from aspartame to chlorine-based sweeteners, right? Yeah, I'm drinking diet soda. That's better. No, it's not. Not any soda. Not that you're doing that, Bree. I don't get that, but... please read the book Unlock the Power to Heal, TMBRSP together. We wrote that to give this kind of basic information, to go to the basics. I will say the basic three supplements, selenium, GTF chromium, and silicon. Now, that's not the only thing, but there are three very specific reasons. I don't have time to go into them in depth. I've covered them a lot over the years. But if you get the whole food form that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. You can get on a safe form. I think they could even ship them to Canada if that's where you are. And, you know, we'll reach out, maybe talk to you some more as well. This is not advice. This is just information. It's education. This is a healing ministry. It is your birthright to get and access all the information you can to live for yourself, for your children. 35. No, that's not right. Detoxify that liver. Take a lot of selenium. Coffee enemas, enzymes. There's so much more that I have time to go into. But read also Cancer Step Outside the Box. Also, Work With Your Doctor, another great book that Ty worked on as well, I think with Dr. Farley, to address how do you work with your doctor if you have to. But chemo for life is not what... No, that's not for life. You know what I mean. All right, when we come back, Liam Schaff, we're going to talk about other things we've got to avoid. Maybe all of the produce coming out of California. I know, it's bad. They don't have water, but the water they do have, you'll be shocked what they're using on the crops.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Superdog's been traveling through the desert to get where he's going. You heard him. And that's where they say water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, it ain't in the desert. The desert has become California. And if you're thinking about water in Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics next year, the U.S. rowers' illnesses are highlighting questions about water quality in Rio. Also, the horrible spill, thanks to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency in Colorado. Did you see they turned a pristine, beautiful Colorado stream into this heavy metal contaminated stew? And then we go back to California and we find out they're watering the crops with what? To answer that question, the author of Official Stories, my good friend Liam Sheff, is back. Grow food at home. You're going to want to do it because all the food's coming from California, and even the good stuff might not be so good, Liam.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Liam.
How's life in the South? I'm up on the northern end of the southern East Coast, which doesn't really tell you where I am. But
I know where you are. I know. Here's the clue. Down and now, 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 now.
I'm in the deep South.
Yes, you are.
We built some raised beds that because of a motoring accident. There's a car stuck in your back. You are in the South. There's a car stuck in your yard.
Yeah, it hasn't been removed yet, but Liam, thanks to you, we've got sweet potatoes flowering, growing like crazy. We planted some blueberry bushes. We've got other things that are going to be coming in. I've got the raised bed gardens ready to be fully installed once that vehicle is moved out of the way, which is coming.
I think it's going to take off with you. Now, we did have a blueberry incident where I was upset.
Yes.
The blueberry bushes are planted too close together.
but you know, it's like Dr. Doolittle. I wasn't there. So years ago, I used to be much more connected when, I grew stuff regularly. We've just had, like, little windowsill stuff, little potted plants and vertical stuff, but nothing like I remember when I was back in Georgia, where you are right now. You know, we got to grow stuff. I got to work in the garden, and it's just like I lost that part of me, and you're really out there stimulating that interest back, for not only for me, but for loads of people around the world.
I think that that's too generous, but I think that it's going to come back in you. But just so you know, I became an angry Lorax for a minute. I spoke for the trees, and I said, get those things up. I use words that are not, get those, move those apart. Anyway, interesting, when you're growing plants, they need to have root systems, and the root systems have to go in the water. And for blueberries, for sweet potatoes, the soil has to be well-drained. California's soil is really good draining soil. That's why they can grow so much out there. It's a kind of desert.
Mm-hmm.
And forever, it was just covered in brown, like the Midwest. The prairie, you know, which different people marched across of trying to conquer America, you know, dying of thirst and starving from hunger, not knowing that just beneath the prairie, sometimes in a matter of feet, sometimes a matter of a number of yards, there was an ocean of water, the Ogallala Aquifer. Well, in the Central Valley of California, there was another ocean. The good news is they found it, and then, like all things American, they used it as fast as they could. In the last 10 or 12 years, the Ogallala Aquifer has lost 30% of, estimated, nobody's down there in the rock, but they estimated about 30% of its total drawdown has been in the last 10 or 12 years. Well, that means, so the concerns in the middle of the country is that they're going to run out of water for Monsanto land, which means that we better start growing food locally. That's not something you can go away. It's not something you can fix by voting or rocking the vote or wearing a certain shirt. You just have to grow food locally and use rain and rain barrels and tell the local homeowners association to get on board with you, or the angry Lorax, Liam, will come and give them special words. I will. I'll have words for them. California has been drawing down water from the Central Valley Aquifer. They're now down to 3,000 feet, according to one report I read today, drilling down to 3,000 feet to get water. That's very bad. That's about as bad as it gets. Well, a great thing is they decided to recycle, because everybody's into recycling. And the thing they decided to recycle was water used in another industry. Which industry? I'll leave it to the audience to guess. Go ahead. Tell me.
It's another F word, by the way, but you can say it.
Frack and tarnation. They're using fracking water. So when you go and buy those California vegetables from the Kern River Valley, where they're also doing the fracking, which takes about 1 million or 2 million gallons of water per frack, and you're doing hundreds of fracks per well, per life, or at least dozens and thousands of fracks across the state. So you're using billions of gallons of water to frack. That water is filled with a small percentage of deadly chemicals. So the small percentage is where the guys in favor of fracking want you to lean. I'm gonna lean you in favor of deadly carcinogenic flammable chemicals. That's coming out of the groundwater. Now, they're reclaiming this groundwater and pouring it on fields, and I'll just read you the beginning of this report, which, you know, made the L.A. Times, to their credit, back in May. Here in California's thirsty farm belt, where pump jacks nod. You know, the human language is a remarkable thing, because anything can sound good, you know?
Right.
They marched into the gas chambers one by one with a smile on their face. No, they didn't. Where pump jacks nod amid neat rows of crops, it's a proposition that seems to make sense. Using treated oil field wastewater to irrigate crops. Oil giant Chevron recycles 21 million gallons of that water each day and sells it to farmers.
Oh, but it's Chevron water. So nicely sound. It sounds Chevron water. Oh, that's special. Yet there are, well, they claim they're somehow filtering it out, but some of the analysis, and a lot of it's incomplete, is showing some things that are known to be carcinogenic, or potentially, we would know that they are, that are left in there. And you think that they're actually cleaning the water and testing it. The government agencies are not requiring that much testing. So what is it going to do? It's going to go up through the roots, right, of whatever's growing there in California. It's going to end up in whatever you're eating as well.
There's a line that I think sums up the whole thing from a guy who's there who says, the government, as long as they're treating the water to the point where it's allowed by whatever agency governs the quality of water, I think that would be okay, said Glenn Funkhauser, assistant director of the Kern County Department of Agriculture, Measurement, and Standards. I don't know. Let's call Erin Brockovich. You know,
right.
Let's just call her and see what she thinks.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, this is the thing. When you have a statement like that at the end, you realize this is where people are at. Well, you know, the authorities will take care of it. If they say it's okay, it's okay. It's like, well, we've been well past that for a long time. We don't perceive that. Again, case in point, the EPA protecting the environment by causing, you know, a mine, a gold mine from the 1800s to spill out through a retention pond it had, millions of gallons into a pristine, beautiful creek in western Colorado, north of Durango.
And you know, that's the one that gets the attention.
Yeah, that's the one that gets attention because it's visual. It's stunning. You don't have a lot of pictures of this.
Right. But go to every fracked well, and they put a million gallons of water with carcinogens in it. And I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. But that's the one that makes the news. And if you look up how many oil spills there are per week or per month, you'll go, whoa.
Nuclear radiation accidents.
Or how many, you know, this, I don't know what kind of time we have left. I don't know how many segments I'm on for, but I will say that I'm writing my new book. I'm writing two books, One More Slowly, Official Stories 2, due in the spring, and my Oil Alarm book due in about a month and a half. Come on, Liam, you can do it. I was delighted and amazed. No, shocked and awed. I think I was shocked and awed. I thought there were three nuclear accidents. Chernobyl, because of the stupid Russians.
Right.
Fukushima, because of the silly Japanese, and of course, Three Mile Island, which they say wasn't a real meltdown, so good for us.
Right.
Of course it was. No, the official story about nuclear accidents is 99.
Wow.
You know, 99 that made the papers, 99 significant enough, which means that there were about 600. Because, you know how often when you worked at some crummy job and you, like, you know, kicked something under the counter you didn't want your boss to see, and you never got caught, except the one time you got caught, you said you never did it before, but you'd done it like 20 times.
Right.
You kick the sandwich.
That's what's happened. And you know, cancer rates rose in the nuclear age worldwide, right? And, you know, that's why, well, we can't see it, so it's not real. Well, we can measure it, but we're not going to claim it has anything to do with ionizing radiation on the planet. And it does, much less those who eat and who have eaten pesticide-laden foods for years, again, increasing the cancer rates. But, oh, it has nothing to do with that. It's just genetic. And then add that to the fracking water now. I don't know. Are they? And who knows? Are they using fracking water on organic crops? Because, hey, whatever agency that's doing the cleanings or says it's okay, probably it's okay for organic agriculture, too. I don't know.
It probably is okay because there is no regulation about it, which is why we're doomed as a species. Because we wait for the bureaucrats to tell us what we already know. We already know. Like, hey, can we do a study on, we think, you know, a lot of people are sick over here, and you're pouring this into the water. Can we do a study on this? Well, you have to propose it properly through the right channel. So the academic lemmings go write that up and beg for money. And they get their money, and they sit around, and they talk with each other in Tufts University and Harvard, and they go, well, I'm doing a study on this. And then they go to the cafes at night, and they look at the numbers, and they file them, and they put them in. And then they find a PhD prof who's willing to put it in and sign off, and they say, well, there is some indication that this is a problem. Meanwhile, like 10,000 people are dead, and nobody knows why. Well, it's a mystery. You know, need more funding. Let's do more science with it.
Right.
There's no such thing as science. It's just a chemical religion at this point. There's just no such thing. Anybody who defends science is essentially defending
abandon science, all ye who enter here, who want to know the facts, you know, who want to read official stories if you have not, and of course the sequels that are coming out from Liam Sheff. So The idea is, as you just stated, well, we got to do a study on this first, you know, and then they do a study on the study, and then they do a study on the study on the study. In the meantime, you know, only the scientists are getting paid. You're getting sick. Obamacare is not covering your treatment for cancer, and you don't want the treatment anyway because it's going to be more fracking chemicals injected into your body anyway.
Yeah. So grow food. Figure out where you live. Figure out where your water comes from. Store the water that you can. And grow food. Robert is now going to become, I think...
I'm very excited about this. Yes.
Cutting edge. I think you're going to end up on the cutting edge of this stuff because I think it's in your blood. I think it just is, you know, it's going to come back, and the Angry Lorax will never...
It's like riding an organic bicycle made of organic spinach. You know, you never forget how. You just got to get practice again.
I think you'll get... What happened to me when I started gardening was I actually started dreaming. When I would close my eyes at night, I would just like see things growing and see sprouts, and it was very. Yeah. I think you'll have this experience.
Yeah.
So wherever you live in the country, if you live out west in California, you have to leave.
Yeah, but please, our friends, our loved ones, listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, please consider moving east, finding a place that you can grow something, and that you have really cleaner water, too. It will help you. We're doing it. I'm doing it. Liam's doing it. And you can do it, too. Liam, you want to hang out a few more minutes for the end of the show here?
We'll lighten it up.
We might actually talk a comb over of some kind. I know some people are sensitive about their hair, but Donald Trump is not.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Had the great fortune of befriending some really cool people in this lifetime. And one of those folks I haven't told a lot of stories about over the years, but Liam Sheff, you'll know this name, Christopher Bird, especially when you talk about dreaming of plants growing and sprouting and things. And he wrote, you know, the seminal book, The Secret Life of Plants, and then the follow-up, The Secrets of the Soil. He was working on a book, The Secret Life of Water, before he died. And Christopher Bird became a friend. He's a friend of my mentors, and, you know, we connected. What an amazing man. And that reality, you know, it opened up a lot of people to that plus factor in all of life. That, you know, plant life was not just, I don't know how you call it, inanimate, inert, whatever. There's more to it than that. Yes, they do communicate. Yes, you can commune. And that's not weird or strange. Or woo, as Super Don likes to quote the skeptics. Now, Super Don gave me a silly story to cover at the end of the show today. I don't know if we're going to do it because it's all about hairdos and Trump. And we do like to lighten it up and balance out like an intense subject that we just covered with Liam. And Liam's still here. But I do like the positive aspect of this, that I would hope that it would drive us to a higher nature. And I know that's kind of a thing that might annoy you to say it that way. But I don't know what other way to say it. A deeper nature that connects us back to those basic things that aren't destructive or as destructive as some of these things we've been talking about, Liam.
Well, yeah, we're a species. You know, most people don't want to recognize us as a species. Liberals think that we've evolved past that, and religious people think that we never did or never could be related to kind of an animal that you can contain within a set of descriptions. But as a species, we're foragers, we're tribal, we live in groups, we need to collect food every day, and we need to build shelter and protect ourselves. We tend to raise kids in groups, and all social functions tend to relate to how much how abundant the society around you is, the environment around you is. So we've lost all of that because we live in cement boxes, and our food comes in things that explode gasoline, and those go to cement boxes, and we go there and swipe plastic and think that that means something. It's very important to connect with what it is to be the human animal or the human spirit or whatever you want to call it. I would recommend getting in a tent, going camping. I'd recommend going and walking with your feet in the grass, going fishing out in the Colorado and not out west. But the most important thing, the most revolutionary thing that we can do is actually go back to growing food, because it is, without which we will die, the sine qua non, you know, the thing that you cannot do without, we don't have a choice. It's either that or wait till they give you the synthetic Schmeat protein distillate.
Right. Yeah, which is coming, the Schmeat. We've talked about stories about that over the years, and it's
the
funny and it's
Schmeat.
Not. Yeah, and we're not doing this just to get our friends and family and our loved ones out from California and get them out of there. That's not the only, I mean, look, we're reporting on it for everybody. Even if you're there, if you can find a way to grow something while you're still living there, you'll be better off. Even if you eventually have to move, that you've already had the experience that you're not going to come in from the cold and suddenly have to do it. It's like the process that I'm undergoing right now. You know, Liam came by, we spent a weekend digging, planning, doing some things, and I didn't complete it in a weekend, but I got my start, my jump start back into it. And I've done it before. It's not like it never, but it's very exciting. And it does change you. And it's a really good balance to a lot of the things that aren't really important in the big scheme of things compared to what will be. If not for us in our lifetime, you know, who's to predict the number, the date, the kids, the grandkids, if you have them. Or you plan to have them. I mean, what life, you know, what
world. Or you don't plan to have them and you have them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't plan. Exactly. Like the woman we, I covered this yesterday. Liam, funny, not so funny story. Seattle went to a health clinic to get her Depo-Provera shot, pregnant horse mare urine. And they're using that for birth control, not just for menopause. It causes cancer, but never mind. She didn't want to get pregnant. She had two kids. They gave her a flu shot instead of the Depo-Provera. She ended up pregnant and had a baby. And she's suing now for wrongful life, weirdly enough. But, you know, she loves the baby. But the baby was genetically injured. And I think it was probably because of the mercury in the flu shot. But that's another story altogether. But it's one of those strange things that are happening now.
Grow some food. Where do you live? If you live anywhere in the Northeast until Indian Point and Turkey Point blow up, it's still okay, sort of, except there have been a couple of nuclear accidents that they didn't report and are now being released through FOIA documents. Look, this is the world where we live. It's a giant mess. So, you know, we'll all go together when we go, as Tom Winter said. But grow some food.
Yep.
Potatoes grow in the north, sweet potatoes in the south.
Do it up, my friends, and take extra selenium. You know, do the things you can to stay as well as you can, considering a lot of the assault. I mean, it's amazing. Life continues at this level with this much assault. But we'll find a way. And, Liam, thank you, my friend. Look forward to your next books.
Yes.
All right, back
thank
tomorrow.
You, my friend.
Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger and more surprises in healing in Super Don in Austin, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.